Welcome to your five for the day. Once the Christmas specials are behind us and before we get into the adverts for diets and holiday brochures, there will be a brief interval for reviewing the year. The Christmas story that has been enacted in schools and playgroups in tea towels and tinsel up and down the country in the last few weeks and was reviewed and retold in carols and candlelight over the last few days has at its heart a young woman on a journey in a strange city looking for a place to lie down. The best that anyone could do for her was an animal shelter, and who knows what hot water or clean towels were available to that young woman in labour or to her newborn son. On the first Christmas, the shepherds, wise men, Mary and Joseph took the decision to allow God to take the central space in their lives. God, who gave them every choice and freedom by revealing himself in the form of a helpless baby. We still remember them for their joy, their generosity, their sacrificial self-giving. King Herod refused space in life for anyone except himself, and we remember him for his cruelty. For me, in all the busyness of Christmas, there is one essential, that I review and gaze again at the reality of Jesus. God himself in human and helpless form, who comes to rule and reign in this world, not by force, but by love, and that seeing him, I give him his rightful place in my life. It was a silent night in Bethlehem when Christ our King was born, while shepherds watched their sheep on that very early morn. A brilliant star was shining upon that sacred shrine of the little family kneeling beside the manger of God divine. The shepherds followed this radiant star of royal beauty bright and listened to the angels sing while praising God all through the night. Hosanna in the highest, and to him all nations sing. Christ our Saviour is born this night, 'tis Christ our Saviour King. The radiance of his being will shine through all our lives and crush the sins of all mankind, upon which all evil thrives. O blessed child of Mary, to whom all the world will bow, 'tis God's Son, the only one, to this our God forever will avow. O loving Saviour of mankind, the souls of man both then and now will sing your praises forever, and unto you all knees will bow. Each year we'll celebrate your birth to please our God and King, and pray you will come again, so peace to this world you'll bring. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.